Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I do these podcasts because it's important to talk about what's going on in my life that's important. I think I had a very bad experience dealing with the mentally ill and the dangerous people who I don't know. I talked about this person who I met with over in my grocery apartment building 20 years ago who I don't know, I have no attraction to, is still coming over here. As I said, I have restraining orders and cops. I don't have no attraction to this type of person. This person's not my type and never will be. I heard this person say that they went to the courthouse and put my name on a marriage license illegally and confidential. You know, that's illegal. Over a little condo. They live on the street. You know, as I said before, I'm not attracted to insane people like that. Or people who are going to do something like that. Especially someone who doesn't have, who's mentally ill. And this person may be a woman. I'm not attracted to no woman. I'm a guy. Okay. You know, it's just the thing about it is that homophobia is against the law. The same person thinks that, oh, I should be with women and stuff. And, you know, I'm out as gay. I've been gay all my life. And when I hear them say that, I don't deal with these homophobes. They can't accept gay or whatever. It's against the law. To hinder me or hinder anybody from being gay or harass them or so on. But this person is going to go to jail if she did do anything related to that. But again, I'm dealing with the mentally ill and the insane. I just don't understand. The other people that were involved, I mean, these people on the street, I've been coming from the San Fernando Valley corner. So as again, I am not part of San Fernando Valley Mental Health Center anyway. I work there. I'm no longer there. I will never be a part of that. That is over forever. A counselor. I never will be a counselor in the future. I'm not no employee of Mental Health. I'm not. They keep thinking I'm going to be a counselor. I am not the counselor, the supervisor. All that is from a mentally ill perspective. As you guys know, I'm an artist. Entertainer, intellectual. I don't want to deal with somebody who has severe mental problems or should be locked up in a locked facility or prison. You know, keep coming to harass me or try to force it down my throat to try to make me straight or to say that I should stay with my own kind. You know, that's racist. And that's a sign of a mental illness. Another indication of insanity, or it's people saying things that are just way off, is when this person says she's going to call the dean of my school about me not being a lawyer because she wants me to work somewhere. I mean, that's sick. I work and I do a lot of things in my lifetime. But whether I work or not, whatever, anybody, nobody does that unless you're insane. That's not these people don't know how to live in a democracy. You know, I talked about this with someone who's a lawyer, who's a judge, about these same people. I mean, they live on the street or nearby who thinks it's okay to trespass, even though it's expectation of privacy violates the law, to look in my home. Again, those are allegations. I'm saying things that require a mental health official or police to put these people away. Because the cops and the law must protect you and me from this craziness. Stuff I said doesn't make sense. This is exactly what these people have said. They must protect you and me from these mentally ill people because they're dangerous. A logical person will never do something like that, especially because I don't know these people. I mean, I don't know why they come over. I haven't been talking to them. I'm not their friend. They said, I can help them. I can't help them. Only thing, I stay away from them. The law is going to get involved sooner or later because that's insanity. I do know that part of this insanity is somebody who they, you know, some criminal is probably paying them to make me angry or to make me press my buttons. That itself is sick, too. So it's about a mental ill or a sociopath or some sick individual who has some obsession over something, me, who I would never be with. I have, you know, these people got schizophrenia. They got of course they got antisocial. They have all kinds of mental problems or lack of control of their lives or something. Something is wrong when they sit out there in the street or they live. Sit out there on the street and live next door and can't mind their business. As I said before, can't mind their business is a sign of a mental illness or a dangerous person, potentially. Everybody should mind their business. These people are, I talked about this before. When they say sick stuff at me from the street or from nearby or gossip about things that violate the law or calling schools, because this one person, one of them said, "Oh, I can't be a counselor no more. I had to call the dean of my home because they're trying to prevent me from being an attorney or trying to prevent me from being in the industry." They said, one of them said they had an opportunity. That's sick and that's dangerous. I will say that a long time ago, I got my BA in psychology. I learned the basics of psychology. I was interested in psychology, being a counselor, but I was no longer interested in counseling. That was 15 years ago. Almost 20 years ago. And one of the reasons was I could not deal with people who are sick and who exhibit antisocial behaviors. And I could not deal. I don't have the capacity. I'm not a counselor. So I don't want to do that. And these people keep mentioning about San Francisco Center, keep mentioning about this. Perhaps they saw me over there. I'm not their friend. This is not 2001, 2002. This is not 2003. This is not the past. That's sick. It requires a hospitalization. They passed that CARE Act by Governor Newsom to put mentally ill, dangerous people behind bars. These people need to be behind bars. It will help them get on medication and not harass or hurt other people. When people are mentally ill, severely mentally ill, and dangerous, these people target me. They require the law to get involved because the cops, the law, must protect you and me from these type of people. They have mental health issues, and they're potentially dangerous. Another thing is about whether I work or where I do. That's sick, too. This is a democracy. I mean, COVID has affected a lot of people. They changed the workdays. There are millions and millions of people who worked, who ain't working or overworking. There's millions. They never heard anybody who say something like that. Or call my dean because you're jealous. I mean, that's sick. One of them said they're conservative. You know, I consider him a very dangerous person. What is he? What is he? KKK member? He said on the street. That or saying about he's going to hang me on a tree and all kinds of racial slur. That's why that's racism. But then I realized these individuals living near me or on the street, homeless, mentally ill, some of them are dangerous. There's a lot of homeless, mentally ill. They need to be locked in a facility or prison. I don't deal with people like that. If someone making them trying to make me angry, to press my buttons, doing it for years is not going to get them nowhere. And if they say that they did things county-wise, commit fraud, you know they can go to prison for several years. All they need to do is go find a real counselor move on with their lives, but I don't think they're capable. They've been doing this for a long, long, long time, and their lives are pretty much, I think, stuck this way permanently because they don't have the capacity to move on. When you do it like 20 years, you must be severely sick. Their lives are probably over because that's all they know how to do unless they get on some medication. A hospital can help them learn the basis of between right and wrong and don't go up to strangers or adults 18 and over, regardless of whether they, who they are, or what color they are, or whatever. We don't go up to strangers we don't know, or even if we do, you know, we don't go behind their back or go up to them and follow them around. I mean, I'm talking about what they do to me. Or say they're going to look at my home, call schools or do something like that. That's sick, and that's dangerous. Again, I'm not no counselor. I never will be in the future. They need to stop saying that. They need to go to an actual counselor who's practicing to help them. They need to stop coming over here saying, I can help them. I cannot help somebody who's severely ill and dangerous. I have notified the Stefanino administration. I have notified the county. They could get locked up quickly if their people find out what they're doing. Or calling a school. That don't make any damn sense. That's so sick. That is also dangerous. That's a criminal. Nobody in American society does that. I have no attraction to this person. I don't know why this person coming over 20 years said I made her laugh. I don't have no attraction. You can't make me be straight thinking that I'm a sinner or whatever. That's homophobia. And I'm concerned they have contacted my teachers. I don't know. But I realize there's a lot of mentally ill people, homeless on the streets, that require hospitalization, that are dangerous. So the rationale is that law will help them be put in the hospital, and these people are no exception. Or, you know, I don't know where they live. They live near coming over here. I don't know why. It's obvious traits of jealousy, envy, prejudice, or obsession. It won't do them no good. It is sick. I will tell you the truth. I tell the truth. What really makes it interesting is that these people make up stories about me. They say I'm paranoid, I'm delusional. I'm not. I just don't deal with people with severe mental illness. As friends, I don't deal with people who are dangerous criminals or who exhibit both or who are dangerous. I had to make sure I had to keep safe. These people don't have no morals, but it's because of their illness. They can easily get help by going to a center or going somewhere else. I don't want them around me. Restraining order is the best way, but I did it before, so I'm tired of it. They need to be locked up because the cops, the law, must be there to protect you and me from these people. They're mentally ill and dangerous. But I don't know these people. I really don't. That's definitely a sign of illness. Or to say you're going to call a dean or they don't want me to go in the music business or say I don't own my songs or try to press my buttons all the time for years, that's a sign of a dangerous, sick person. Nobody will do that. I have to address it because I have to feel safe. So people who are mentally ill are capable of killing people, doing very heinous things, and I'm not going to be a victim of some murder or something by someone's delusions or obsession. And these people exhibit this or to try to get me kicked out of school or try to do some crime because they can't get their way or because they want me not to own a home or want me to get it because I'm too high functioning. I'm telling the truth. That's in itself is not only that's criminal, that's deranged. I don't deal with these type of criminals. Whatever they're up to, they belong in the state penitentiary. The law is going to catch up to them. Whatever was in the dark is going to come out in the light.
I told you about those allegations that these people looked in my home. That's against the law. Well, it's just an allegation. I talked about this before, and I will continue to talk about it because they're in my home and in my life. Said I don't believe in Jesus. I mean, religion, there's lots of people who don't believe in Jesus. That's why the beauty of living in a democracy, the separation of church and state. There are Jews, there are Arabs, and so on. You know, we don't use religion to harass people. You got to be a religious fanatic, or some of the zealots got mental problems. This guy sees a deacon. He goes, he got a mental problem. He's not, I wouldn't deal with somebody like that. Live and let live and mind our business. That's how you live. You don't go up to people and harass them or try to try to make me do something against my will. That's it. That's crazy. But I had to leave it to a mental health professional to make that decision and a police officer. I will continue to contact them when need to, when there's an emergency, so I can stay safe. Because I don't want them to do something to me physically. I don't want them to call or break confidentiality or do illegal things or try to take away my dreams for their selfish sociopath motives, the evil motives. That's not that's deranged in itself what they're doing. The law, the cops are there to protect you and me from the mentally ill and the dangerous. And I experienced it so much. It was a scar on my psyche, but I'm okay. I can't deal with no mentally ill person who's dangerous. Just like I can't deal with no criminal, which I'm dealing with now. When people make up stories on the streets and all this stuff, I'm reminded how to stay safe. To also to be careful what I do and what I say to people, because I have to respect and be good because I'm a rational person. I'm just like a normal person who I don't go up to people and target people because of jealousy or some sickness, because I'm not somebody who's mentally unfit and dangerous. These people are, and the cops must be involved to protect me and you from them. Good day, good night from Dove Night.